Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
For all the news you need to know, welcome to the Beautiful Butterfly Show, where great people and great topics are brought together for stimulating and thought-provoking conversation, brought to you by the Vibration Radio Network.
And welcome, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. Want to say happy Tuesday to you guys out there. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Hope that this week is kicking off on a great and positive note for you guys. And as you guys know, the Beautiful Butterfly Show is brought to you by YRN 1328. That means you're listening to a show that's being broadcast globally, you guys. So big shouts out to YRN 1328. And, of course, tonight, as like other nights of episodes over here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show, we have another dynamic guest, and we're going to have another fantastic time this evening, you guys. And this evening, we got a great friend of mine, great friend of the show. Man, he's been rocking with me since I was just a small baby butterfly in the cocoon, you guys. And so now he is back with us. He was back a couple months ago, and we talked about some of his latest things that he's working on. And so tonight he's back, you guys, and he's bringing us The Color of Life. And I'm talking about no other than music producer Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys. And he's coming on, and we're going to talk about this amazing, amazing album. I had the opportunity to listen to some tracks early on, and I was just very, very pleased and very thrilled. And I didn't expect anything less from him, because whatever he touches or creates, he always does it in a magnificent way. So I'm just proud and happy and excited for Stephen, you guys. And so if you're out there doing the broadcast and you want to show him some love or whatnot, or you got a question, comment for him, or you want to give your thoughts on his music tonight, feel free to do so. You can do that by calling in. The number is 347-326-9139 is the number, and all you have to do is press 1 to join the party. And so we're not going to delay any further. We're going to bring the man of the hour on here, you guys. Stephen, you there?
Yes, I am, baby. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I am doing just fine, just perfect. Just like Friday almost.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that you are back, and for the folks out here who may not be familiar with who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Okay, I am a indie music recording artist and producer. Been in the music business for a little over 40 years now. Been doing my own thing since about 2006. Started my own production company in 2007, and I've been rolling with the music ever since then.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, with you being in this industry 40 years, I know that you have scene. It take a lot of different directions as far as sound and different techniques and so forth. And so over the 40 years of listening to music and so forth, did you ever think that we would be at the point that we are now with some of the different things that we hear as far as in the music? Did you ever think that you would hear that type of stuff in this day and time?
Well, I had a little idea about how things were going, mm-hmm. especially when the music started going towards the digital realm, and a lot of people were able to sit down in a home studio and start creating their own music. And once the prices of the equipment and all that stuff started going down, then that's when it really opened up the floodgates. I mean, people are out there making some fantastic music right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And at one time, you had a lot of people, a lot of artists who would all get together and they would go and pay, you know, the recording studio to have their sessions and so forth. And so now you see a lot of artists actually starting to go back to having their own, you know, private studios and creating them in their homes and so forth. And so for you, being an artist, but also being a producer, do you find that you're able to flow creatively better in the comfort of your own studio versus, you know, going around and being around a truckload of people all in the same room?
It has its good points, definitely. One thing is a whole lot cheaper. you know, you have to pay for studio time, usually about an hour.
Right.
But I put together my own home studio, and it was just a one-time cost, and I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And like I said, with the technology that we have now, with Dropbox and file sharing programs and that type of stuff like that, it's easy to collaborate with other artists from all over the country at the same time.
Absolutely,
it's an amazing time to be a musician right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, for you, when did your love and your passion just for music overall, when did you discover that about yourself, the love and the passion that you had for it all?
I was 12 years old. A friend of mine had an old, an electric Fender Rhodes piano, and we set that thing up, and I had never touched the keyboard or anything before in my whole life before then. And one thing about it was so old that it was certain parts of it you couldn't touch because it would shock you. But when we plugged that thing in and I sat down at it and I hit that first key, the sound that thing made just resonated completely through my spirit. And I was hooked.
Wow.
From that point on, I was hooked.
And so for you growing up, who were some of Stephen's favorite artists, favorite composers? Who were some of your top faves that you just enjoyed the sounds and the different vibrations that they delivered in their music?
Quincy Jones, Stevie Wonder, Prince, Michael Jackson, Stanley Clark, George Duke, Barry White, Babyface. I mean, the list goes on and on. I've learned a little bit from all of those guys.
Absolutely. And those being very major and pivotal people in the music industry. And so for you, now in the music that you create, do you oftentimes find yourself still going back and listening to those artists to draw your inspiration from as well?
I really do. I listen to music almost all the time, and I'm always discovering something new. in it.
Right.
And especially on the production side of the house, the producer side, I not only listen to what they do, but I try to find out why they did it a certain way. And if you just make little minor adjustments, and some of these guys were just, I mean, just musical geniuses from how they produce their music. You know, just a little bit of reverb or echo in a certain place. You know what I'm saying? Just changes the whole vibe. Changes the whole vibe of the song. I was listening to Prince do a live version of what was that song? At the end of the movie, where he was singing a song about his father. Never Meant to Call You, and it brought that song. And I heard him do it live somewhere, and it didn't sound right. And I kept listening to it and listening to it over and over again. And then I realized that in the very beginning, in the vocals, they didn't have any echo on his vocals. And that little bit of echo in the original recording just made that song just so powerful. And one thing I've learned about producing music is that most of the time, it's the little things that can make or break a song. And a lot of times, less can be more. And you just have to get that feel for it and understand how it works. And I'm still learning it. I've been learning it now for the last 10, 11 years. And hopefully I get better every time I do a project. And that's my goal, is to get better every project.
Absolutely. And I think it's phenomenal that even the fact that you've been in this industry so long that, like you said, you're still learning. And I think that's the great aspect of when we get into certain things in our life, that we still allow ourselves to still learn how to make ourselves better and how to improve what we do on a daily basis. And so for you over the time period, from when you first started, to where are you now? Have you been able to personally see your growth? I know as fans and supporters, you know, we let you know and say, man, Stephen, this is absolutely phenomenal. This is the best yet. But for you personally, have you been able to see that growth over this time period?
I've definitely seen it. I've listened to some pieces that I did back in, say, 2008 or so, compared to what I'm doing now, and I can definitely hear a difference. And but I know, I absolutely know that where I am right now is not where I can be. Okay, and I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep getting better with every track I release. Every album I release is going to be better than the last one.
And absolutely.
That's it.
One of the great things that I've noticed in following you over the years is that you always explain to the masses, to the people that you're connected with, how important it is to support indie artists and just artists in general. You know, artists out here putting the work and the energy, blood, sweat, and tears behind their own music, and how important it is to support that. And for you, why do you always stress the importance of people getting out here and supporting these artists who are maybe independent, indie, all of those great things?
Well, it comes down to human nature, you know. If somebody is in the business of creating art, what they're doing is they're putting their heart and their soul into these projects. At least I hope they are. Okay. Some people are not, but most people are. And just a little word of encouragement, just something like, hey, you know what? I saw that photo that you posted and it was really nice. That little bit of support right there is enough to make that person keep going. And I've seen a lot of artists that were very talented, but they didn't get any support, and they end up stopping because they felt like
right.
nobody cared or nobody was paying attention.
Right, right, right.
But to all the artists out there, if there's any of them out there listening right now, I don't care if you're in music, painting, if you're building houses, I don't care what you're doing with your talent. Somebody is always watching. They may not say anything,
absolutely.
But they may be sitting back trying to see where you're going to go.
I had a
young lady on Facebook contact me recently, and she told me, she said, look, I have been listening to your music since 2006, and
wow.
I love it. I see the progress
mm-hmm.
in it. I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And had never said a word to me before then. I had no idea
wow.
this person was even interested.
Wow.
So you never know who's watching you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things, what I want to do is I want to take a short break, but we're going to come back. And when you mentioned in that about, you know, keeping pushing, and so a lot of people have the thing about comparing themselves to other artists, to other producers, and so that kind of gets into their mentality as well. And so when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about the importance of not comparing yourself to other artists and growing in your ability as an artist. So we're going to take a little break, you guys, but we're going to come back with more from Steve and Jerome Ferguson, you guys, right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Check out the creative work of the author Trent Williams of www.taylorkennedymedia.com. Chapter of the Delta gives us a peek at his life-changing events. And if that's not enough, Trent tells you more about his brothers and his life through memoirs in his book, The Four Horsemen. His blogs and daily stimulating quotes are published in his book, Life's Little Addictions. And when you have a need of some human coaching of life and relationships, take a look at Conversations with Trent, Volume 1 and 2, and Conversations with Trent, Limited Edition. You will find his works available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all online book retailers.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. And, of course, before the commercial, Steve and I asked about the importance of not getting lost in the zone of comparing yourself to other people that you may see in the industry. And I had conversations with younger artists, people who may just be getting in the industry. And like you spoke of, sometimes they get down on themselves because maybe their work is not getting the play or the push that they want and they desire. And so oftentimes they're comparing themselves to other big names in the industry. And so for you, over the years, being in this a total of 40 years, how have you learned the importance of not doing that and just working on your craft as Steven?
That is probably the most important lesson that I try to get over to people that are trying to get into this business. A lot of people, like the young people getting in right now, they want to
mm-hmm.
sound like somebody else that's already
right,
established.
Right.
That's fine and good. But if you sound like Beyonce, I will just go ahead and listen to Beyonce.
Right.
You know, one thing I learned from studying, especially producers,
right,
just about every high-end producer that you know, I'm talking about the Quincy Jones, Babyface, there's several of them out there. One thing that they do have in common is that they have their own production style. They have developed their own style to the point where you know when you first hear a song produced by Quincy Jones, you know Quincy Jones produced it. The same way with Babyface. You know he's got a certain style. You want to find your style and develop that. You want to have your, you don't want to sound like somebody else. You want to sound like you. You want to put your heart and soul into it. You want to develop your own chord progressions or your own mixing style or however you want to do it. But you want your own sound because that's what the listeners go say, okay, if you sound like Stevie Wonder, we'll just go on and listen to Stevie Wonder. And I don't even know who you are. And the first thing the listeners go say, they trying to sound like Stevie Wonder. You have to develop your own style. And that will help you out tremendously.
Absolutely. And, of course, being in this industry, you've worked with a very broad range of different genres of artists. Who have been brought to the table. And so what, but for you overall, what is your favorite genre to work with?
Wow. Oh, wow. That's a good question. My favorite genre of music to work with. I have to lean towards jazz because jazz is more free form than anything else. But I really enjoy working in any genre, to be honest with you, because it's all music to me. You know, music is music. If it's a lullaby or a symphony, you know, it's all about what you put into it. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. And I've heard you mention over the years as well about, you know, going into the music industry with a great mindset as far as knowing, because, you know, you do have people who go in with the mentality of making the money. And you yourself over the years have stated, you know, this is not really the industry to go in, you know, for the money, for the sole purpose of the money. And so and you've talked about that as well over the years. And so for you, why do you stress that as well about people not going into this, you know, just for the money? Because there are going to be some times where the money may not equal the work, right?
Exactly. It all comes down to people don't do their research. Let's say I come up with this great album, and Sony Records wants to sign me to a contract. Sony is going to pay me a certain amount of money up front. Okay?
Right.
But if I don't make that money back in sales, then I'm going to end up owing Sony money. They give you a lot of writers, they call it an advance from the publisher. The publisher says, okay, this piece can probably sell, you know, 100,000 copies at such and such a price. I'm going to give you an advance for signing with me for like about half of that. But that's money that the company is giving you, and they're expecting you to sell that music. You know, they're going to go out there and they're going to market it and promote it and all that, but if the people don't buy it, then you're going to end up having to pay that money back to the record label.
Right.
And the way that most artists make decent money now is live performances. It's almost impossible to get rich off of record sales. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not going to. I have no reason. I have no reason to lie to you. Okay? When you're talking about putting your song on iTunes and selling it for 99 cent download. Right. And the only thing, and you get 37 cents out of that 99 cent, you got to sell a whole bunch of downloads just to be able to pay the rent that much, you know?
Right.
So it's really hard to do without, you got to have different streams of income. You have to look at You have to look at other options for your music, maybe leasing it to independent music producers or movie producers. You got to look at television. You got to think outside the box in order to make a little bit of money in this business. But I'm telling you, the days of getting rich in the music business are over and done with, because there's so much music out there. It is so much music out there right now. You're a drop of water in the Atlantic Ocean. So, man, if you're thinking about getting rich doing this, you might as well find something else to do.
Absolutely. And speaking of music, of course, now you are back and you have created another awesome masterpiece entitled The Color of Life. And so with this one, tell the folks a little bit about what they're going to be in store for listening to The Color of Life.
The Color of Life was put together because I wanted to raise, I partnered with the V Foundation, and the V Foundation provides funds for cancer research. So I partnered with them, and proceeds of the sales of the music will be donated to the V Foundation. I've lost a lot of family members, my mother, my brother, friends, co-workers, a lot of people I've lost to that disease. A lot of people in my life have fought that disease and won, but I'm sick of cancer.
Right.
It needs to go away.
Yeah.
It needs to go away. Okay?
Absolutely.
This track, this CD was almost 2.5 years in the making.
Wow.
I collaborated with my man Paul Sequence Ferguson, a excellent guitar player, a friend of mine from Washington, D.C. by the name of Terry Campbell, who did a lot of the horn work on it. And we worked on this piece for about 2.5 years. And it came out to be 14 songs. And maybe you listen to it. It's not a junk track in the bunch.
Absolutely.
I actually finished it about March, this past March. And one thing I've learned how to do is I've learned how to listen to my own music with an outside ear, for lack of a better term. And what I did was I put the music on a CD, put it in my truck, drove around, went to work, came back, listened to it. And I would hear a track in it and say, man, that is a nice track. I like that. You know? And then I'd leave it alone for a week or so. And then I'd do the same thing and go back. And there would be another track that catch my ear and say, man, that is a nice track. And, you know, you go back and play it again over and over a couple of times. And I did that for a couple of months. And what I realized was that every time I let that CD rest and came back and listened to it, it was another track that ended up being my favorite track. It's one of those kind of albums.
Absolutely.
If you get the album, you listen to it, one track is going to stand out to you. You will not listen to it for a couple of weeks and then go back and listen to it again. You will find something else that you really love. It's just one of those kind of albums.
Absolutely. And if you guys are just joining us, we are on with Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys, and we're getting ready to listen to the sounds of The Color of Life, you guys. And at any time you want to call in, you want to show them some love or give your thoughts on the music, feel free to do so. The number is 347-326-9139 is the number, and all you have to do is press 1, and I will be happy to bring you on the line here. And, of course, One of the great things about The Color of Life is that, as I explained to Stephen, it is one of those albums that literally takes you on a mental ride. You know, it's all the climax, the whole nine. It takes you just on a great, vivid ride mentally, emotionally. And so one of the tracks that I had told Stephen was one of my faves on here that I'm going to play in a few minutes, Indulge Me. And so, and there's a lot of favorite tracks. I have a lot of favorite tracks on here. And so when you listen to it, you're going to gather your own thoughts, but then you'll be able to pull the message that he was delivering through this song. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play the track entitled Indulge Me, and then we're going to come back and Steve's going to tell you a little bit about the inspiration for this track and all of those great things. So don't go anywhere. Here is Indulge Me, you guys, from The Color of Life CD by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Thank you. And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. And you, if you're just joining us, we are on with Stephen Jerome Ferguson tonight, you guys, listening to tracks from his album entitled The Color of Life, and that smooth groove entitled Indulge Me. And so, Stephen, tell us about where you got the inspiration for this particular track.
The inspiration came, one day I was listening to some old stuff from Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I used to love their groove. You know what I'm saying? They had that,
yeah,
that big sound with the horns and everything going on and all that. And I said, you know, I need to do something like that. And, man, we had a ball putting that thing together. I'm telling you, we had an absolute blast doing that song.
Absolutely. And the title in itself, where'd you come up from, Indulge Me?
It kind of hit me one day. Now, I'm going to tell you, most of the time I name my songs after I finish with them. And
I'll call you for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. And that one was a little bit different. When I was right in the middle of it, I kept saying, I just need to let me do my thing, you know, and all that. And then just indulge me. Let me play.
Right.
And
right.
That's where the title came from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the great things about listening to music like this is that it can it can affect all different type of moods, you know, and depending on how you're feeling, it goes either way. And so with you, consciously, do you think about the type of vibe and the feeling that the listeners are going to initially get when listening to your tracks?
No doubt. What I try to do with my music is I try to give the listener something to get their mind off the craziness that's going on in this world right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even the craziness that may be going on in your life or your job or whatever, just, you know, get in the car, throw that CD in there, pump it up, and just let it do its thing and just listen to it. And I guarantee you it'll put you in a nice place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, another incredible one on the album, Unleashed. And so tell us a little bit about Unleashed before we jump into it.
Unleashed is kind of like the I wrote that one right after I did Indulge Me, actually. And I was in one of those moods where I just wanted to just cut completely loose. The inspiration kind of came from, it was an Earth, Wind, and Fire song that they did a long time ago on their Gratitude album. It was called, it was called Africano Power. It was an instrumental where the whole band got a chance to do their thing, and that's where Unleashed came from. I mean,
okay.
I just completely unleashed everything that was in my spirit, and that's what came out. I wonder what that says about me. You know what I'm saying? Because especially once you hear it, it's, whoa, maybe this dude ain't right. I don't know, but it's a nice piece. A lot of people that have heard it, they said that's their favorite song off the album. And
yeah.
Yeah, I really acted a fool on this one. I really did.
And so we're going to allow the listeners to judge for themselves, you guys. And so here is Unleash, you guys, off The Color of Life. We'll be right back. And that, you guys, was Unleashed by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys, on the Color of Life album. You guys got to make sure you go out and you support this album, purchase it, all of those great things. And so, Stephen, with this one, and I know over the weekend you had a great event, listening party, and one of the great things I like about the listening party you had a mixture of different age groups.
Hello? Hello?
All right, you guys. Sorry about that. We were having a little some technical difficulties, but nevertheless, we are back, you guys. And of course, we're gonna get Stephen back on here, you guys. No worries at all, you guys. So we're gonna take a little commercial break, but we're gonna come back, you guys, with more Stephen Jerome Ferguson right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa, from the Conversations with Trent show, featuring, you guessed it, me. Be sure to tune in Friday nights, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, as we strive to guide you to greater authentic living, right here on your radio network, YRN 1328.
All right, Stephen, you there? Okay, folks, I think we still have some technical difficulties going on, but nevertheless, it's all good, you guys. And so, of course, if you're out there, make sure you share the show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those great things to let everybody know that Stephen Jerome Ferguson is over here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show this evening, you guys. And listen, if you have a question or comment for him, feel free to come in, call in. The number is 347-326-9139, and we will be happy to bring you on the line so that you can speak to him for yourself and all those great things. Stephen, you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Okay, great, great, great. Great. I think the technology gurus were trying to get after us, but it's all good. It is all well. And, of course, we do have a caller here on the line, area code 773, last digits 1652. State your name and where you're calling from.
Let me tell you something.
Miss
Frankie.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Hi. Welcome to the
Hello.
Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Good afternoon.
Hi, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Tamisha, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, okay. Did you have a question or comment for Stephen?
Yes, what I want to say is I'm loving the music.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Janine.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
No problem.
I hope I get to meet you one day.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Awesome. And of course, with this album, you collaborated with a lot of great people. And before that, we were talking about the listening party that you were able to have over the weekend. And one of the great things I was saying is that I liked how you had a mixture of different age groups, different people who like to listen to a whole broad different genre of music. And so how important was it for you to make sure that you had a good mixture of different type of ears and different perspectives at your listening party?
That was very important to us. When we were actually putting together guest lists, we were looking at that was in the forefront of our mind, because we did want as large of a cross-section of people that we could possibly get. And mainly because this CD is designed to touch a lot of different people, a lot of different age groups, and a lot of different tastes in music. So I wanted to see how these people reacted to the music and all. And I'm going to tell you, BB, you know, we had this program set up and all that where we had some people perform live. Restless A Day out of Seattle. Evangelist Nyla Webster from here in Kansas City, Jake During, these people performed live before the album started playing. And once the first few notes of that album started, it was almost scary, because we had a table set up in the back where we had some advanced copies of the CD. And, I mean, people jumped up and ran to the back of the room and started getting in line to buy this thing. Some people bought 2 and 3 copies of it.
Wow.
One guy said, I'm going to keep one in the house. I want one in my car, and I'm going to give my son one. You know, that kind of stuff like that. And I was, like, sitting there. Wow. My jaw was on the floor. I said, what the heck is going on here? And it was all different groups of people. And when you listen to this album, you'll see what I'm talking about, because it has a little bit of something for everybody in here.
Absolutely.
I've been proud of some projects before, but this one, I'm scared of this one. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I'm scared of this album, because I'm at that point in my life now where I don't really want to be in the limelight and everything and all that good stuff. I had my time with, you know, all that crazy stuff going on and all, but
right.
I still want to kind of stay in the back, but I don't know. I think
sometimes things push us to the forefront, the places that we don't want to be. Sometimes, you know, things have a way of pushing us back to that point, you know, and who knows, this time around it could be completely different because everybody's, you know, outtake of it has been so positive. And I've been seeing the reviews, and people are just thrilled with it. And speaking of people, we have another caller here from area code 816, last digit 7063. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Deborah, and I'm calling from Kansas City.
Hey, Deborah, how are you doing?
I'm good, beautiful butterfly. How are you?
I am doing great. I think you probably got the best experience of this album and listening to it. And so for you, what are your thoughts overall after hearing Stephen's music over the years and things that he has worked on? What are your thoughts about this latest project, The Color of Life?
He might get upset with me because the perspective I have is one that very few know. We've only been, Stephen is my husband, and we've been married
right.
only 5 years this August. And
right.
Let me just say, I've tuned into your show before, and I really love it, and I love the way you support his work and everything. And he's a kind of a private, low-key
yeah.
person.
Yes.
Our pastor was there. And the pastor's wife said, "Good Lord, Stephen, you're so quiet. We didn't know you had all that in you." And all he could do was kind of smile and hold his head down. But The Color of Life came from his heart. He doesn't
yeah.
want, you know, the recognition. Yeah. And the funny part about it is we just were, like, searching for an album cover, a CD cover, and we ended up taking pictures of some artwork that was done by a wonderful artist. His name is Robert Cheatham.
Mm-hmm.
He did some original work for us, and we have it in our home. So I took a picture of a portion of it, and that's where the album cover came. It's like this was an inspiration because Steve lost his mother to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. My mom is a cancer survivor of breast cancer. We
mm-hmm.
have a little cousin we call Pooh Bear. She's 42 years old, but she's still Pooh Bear to us. She's a mother of two and has a wonderful husband, and she's a recent breast cancer survivor. But I think the last
wow.
straw for my husband was that I was diagnosed with stage 2 and stage 3 thyroid cancer. And it was pretty rough. It was very rough.
Yeah.
But he stuck with me, and he just was like, you know, I got to do something. I've got to do something.
Right.
Stephen
right.
went through a period of time where he lost his vision. And
yeah.
He was blessed to have a surgeon to, you know, God guided his hands, and he can see. And but all this time, he just made a new dedication of his talent back to God, and
mm-hmm.
it's just a blessing. He has worked on this sometimes nonstop. You know, I tease him and say that music is his mistress, and in the studio in his home away from home, this man, I can tell from listening to his earlier works that this has a heart and a soul that has been inspired just from a depth. You know, they say you can't really do anything until you sing or write or play through your pain.
Right. Yeah.
This
yeah.
man came through the fire on this one. And that's, I just can't explain. I hit him on his arm. I said, "Steve, look at the people. They were clamoring." One of the guys that was in line first was a professional barbershop quartet judge and singer. And he's
yeah.
like, "This is not my genre, but it is now." And he's 80 years old. We
wow.
had young people, and they were like, "I need three of them." And they were these people came from all walks of life. We had people who worked at a grocery store all the way to millionaires in that one
wow.
room. And the people in the hotel were clamoring. And it's just,
yeah.
If I could, yeah, I'd be here all day.
Yeah.
Well, let's not do
music,
that.
Okay, yeah, okay. But he really, he as good as his music is, if you multiply that by 10, he's got his heart
Absolutely.
And soul. He's really put a lot into it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you for letting
me. And I'm glad you were able to call in and weigh in on that, because it has to be. It has to be a great feeling to see someone just get even, you know, even better. Even though you said, you know, with him being private, but then when he finally comes out with things, you know, you're kind of, you know, your breath is kind of taken away and leaves you speechless, yes, because you're just so excited and pleased with what he has been able to do. So I definitely thank you for listening to the show and supporting.
Thank you for
I
having
definitely
me.
Appreciate it as well. Absolutely, my pleasure. I hope you'll continue listening to the rest of the show.
I will definitely do that.
Absolutely, absolutely, you guys. And one of the things, Stephen, as Ms. Deborah mentioned, about being private with your craft and so forth. And so is that something for you that you felt like you just needed to do? I just need to be private with what's going on? Because a lot of times I think that we've kind of seen the effect of what happens when people talk about what they're doing publicly, or they may share a track publicly. They get taken, somebody else is using
right.
them,
yeah.
All these different type of things. And so for you, what has made you kind of just, you know, stay in your zone and stay private? And then once you're finished, you come out, you know, like, okay, here's
well,
the aftermath.
Yeah, it was all about the reason why I did it. I didn't do this to bring attention to myself. I did it to bring attention to cancer awareness and the fact that if we, you know, you donate a couple of dollars here and there and that type of stuff like that, and every dime counts because research is not free. And we've pumped a lot of money into cancer research over the years, and we made some huge strides with it. And when I was putting this thing together, that was the main focus. It was on that and not me. And I told myself that I wasn't going to let it out until it was ready to be let out. And, you know, a lot of times you see people, and I used to do it myself. I'll post some tracks on, like, Reverb Nation, YouTube, SoundCloud, that type of stuff like that. But I didn't do that with this. Because I respected this project too much to do that.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's the way I felt about it. You know, I didn't want to pimp it and or bastardize it or any kind of way whatsoever. I wanted it to be what it is, and I wanted it to be respected for what it is.
Absolutely.
We put a lot of time into this album, and it's music that is worth the money to be paid to listen to it. It really is.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Okay, so that's basically where we came from that.
Absolutely. The pure definition of the color of life, you guys. And so what I want to do is I want to play that awesome track as well for you guys entitled The Color of Life. So here is The Color of Life, you guys, right here on The Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. That track was inside of The Color of Life from Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys. And just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song in itself. And so, Stephen, you ready for another caller?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's go to area code 301, last digits 5769. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, I'm Charlene. Calling from Fruitland, Maryland.
Welcome. How are you doing? You got a question or a comment for Stephen?
Yes. That song was so relaxing. I really enjoyed it.
I'm sorry. I could barely hear you. Say that again, please.
Hold on. Let me see if my phone turned up. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I said, was that your song? Because it was so relaxing.
That was my song. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. That was so amazing. I mean, I was like listening to it, and the next thing I know, I was like in another zone.
Yeah, that was, and you just heard part of it. The entire song is like 7 minutes long.
7 minutes long. Yep.
Yeah. I heard enough, but it was so wonderful, though. I mean, you're a talented person.
All
you
right.
You did a good job on that song.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to the show.
Oh. Thank y'all guys for having me pop in.
All right, now. You take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome. And if you guys out there got some more questions or comments for Stephen, feel free to call in. The number is 347-326-9139. Is the number. And of course, before we play our final track of the evening, Stephen, tell the folks out here where they can go to purchase The Color of Life.
Okay, The Color of Life won't even be available for purchase until July 17th. Okay,
right.
But on July 17th, anywhere you get your music, Amazon, iTunes, you name it, it'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go to your favorite music download site and put in my name, or you either put in The Color of Life and it'll take you right to it. And like I said, it'll be available starting July 17th.
Absolutely.
And BB, it's
It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be on Spotify, Shazam. I mean, it's going to be everywhere.
Incredible, incredible. And, of course, you know, and the great thing about it, and that you mentioned about going places and being in front of people, because nowadays, you know, actually getting out, getting face-to-face with people, is working a lot better, as you said, versus, you know, just album sales and thus far. And so for you, do you have any plans of possibly doing some live shows, live performances this year?
This year, it's very possible, very, very possible. But there's some... We're talking about a lot of things right now, but we haven't settled on any dates or anything like that yet. Because one of the things, one of the problems is that it's not really a problem, but starting in September of this year, I will be starting my own record label.
Awesome.
And right now, I'm currently, I've got already... 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 artists already ready to go on this label. And
fantastic.
That's probably going to be my future. It's going to be producing music for other artists and, you know, younger people that have that drive and ambition and everything. And I want to let them have their time in the spotlight, not just sit back and get producer credit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right.
I think it'll turn out amazing. I think anybody who has that opportunity, and we've seen a lot of people who've had the opportunity to work with you because you're dedicated and serious about what you do, and I think that's most of all about what people are looking for this day and age, of people who are serious and passionate about all of the things that they do. And so, of course, through it all, you definitely got to have faith in the things that you do. And Steve actually has a track entitled Faith. And so before we get into it, tell us a little bit about faith.
Faith is the reason this album exists. If it wasn't for the little bit of faith that I do have, and build on that faith every day, this album would not have happened. And that's why, if you look at the album, Faith is the first track on there, and I did that for a reason, because I wanted everybody to know that everything under that is under that. Faith is on the top of my list. My faith in God, my faith in love, my faith in people. I still have faith in people. And that's where the song basically came from. It was the first song that was written for this album, and it's my heart, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely, you guys. So here it is, Faith, you guys, from the Color of Life album by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, right here on The Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Hey, y'all. It's Coach Michelle Jackson. And when I'm not busy coaching, motivating, or writing, I listen to Bianca Fly on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. Bianca Fly takes me high on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. And this evening, you guys, we have been enjoying the great sounds of The Color of Life by music producer, you guys, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys. And, of course, at the end of the day, Stephen, what do you want when this album comes out next month? What do you want the listeners to be able to take away from listening to this album?
I want the listener to be able to know that this project was created out of love, passion, determination, and strength. One thing that just about every track on the album has in common is that there's a certain power in it. It's a power in this whole CD. And that's kind of my production style has evolved into that. It bumps you. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of those albums that and I've said this earlier, and I'm gonna say it again, is that when you listen to the entire thing, every time you listen to it, you're gonna come up with a different favorite track. And if I could just get the listeners to say, you know what, that is a nice album, I'm good with that. You know, I'm good with that.
Absolutely. And I think they definitely will say that. As I've said, it's an incredible album, and I know those who've had the pleasure of being at the listening party, having those advanced copies, cherish them because it is an amazing album. And so for the rest of you guys, July 17th, is that right?
That's correct, July 17th.
July 17th, the release of The Color of Life. And as you guys know, we'll definitely be promoting that and pushing that over here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show and YRN 1328. And so we'll definitely keep you guys in the know of when that album drops. So you guys can go and purchase a couple copies for you and your loved ones. But nevertheless, Stephen, I always thank you for coming through and sharing those latest projects with us. And you bring the whole country out, because the phone lines are just lit up. People from all over are listening, literally. And those of you who have called in, we appreciate you as well. And those who are listening via your phones or tablets, what have you, we appreciate you as well. And so you got any final words or thoughts you want to share, Stephen?
I want to thank you. You know, you and I have known each other for quite a while. And you have always, been a supporter of what I'm trying to do. And I just want to let you and your listeners know that I really, really appreciate it, and I will never forget it, and I will always be there if you need me for anything, okay?
Absolutely.
I just want you to know that. yeah, you know, we go back a little ways.
Absolutely.
What else? Let's see, what else? Before we go, just remember, everybody, the devil is a liar. That's all he knows how to do is lie.
Yeah.
Okay? He's the father of lies.
Absolutely.
If he lied good enough to get other angels to go to war against God, I mean, he knows what he's doing. Don't believe the hype. You know, don't believe all the crap that you're hearing out there. Is, yeah, it's bad, but it's bad for a reason. God is still in control.
Absolutely.
don't sweat it. He's still on the throne. He still knows what he's doing. all this has been all preordained, and you know, don't believe the hype.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree better myself. And once again, I just definitely appreciate you coming on here and sharing with us. And to those of you who have tuned in, we appreciate you as well. And don't forget, mark your calendar, July 17th, you guys, The Color of Life by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys. And so once again, Stephen, thank you so much for joining me. And I know you'll be back on here again soon with something else, because you don't let too much get up under your feet before you're creating something else. And so,
yeah, I was supposed to retire two CDs ago, you know. That ain't going to happen.
Absolutely. And so I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be talking with you again soon.
All right, dear.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, you guys. That was Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Make sure you guys go and purchase that album July 17th. We will definitely keep you guys in the know on what's going on with that, you guys. So we're going to get ready to get out of here, but coming up this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got author Angie Liddell. She's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about her latest books entitled Tears of the Game. So make sure you guys come and join us if you enjoy reading urban fiction. She will be here this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so we got to go out with a little more Bounce to the Ounce, you guys. There's a little more Bounce to the Ounce from Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you guys. Have a great evening. I am Bianca Fly. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
The Beautiful Butterfly Show would like to thank you for tuning in. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly Show. Also on Facebook.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly Show. And last but certainly not least, you can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly Show. And thank you once again for tuning in on behalf of the Vibration Radio Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.